All right, I want to talk tonight about something called Guidelines to the Will of God. How many of you got a Bible or you got a device with your Bible on it? Don't you hold it up. Hold it up. Look at it for a minute. If it's your device, you got your Bible there. Say this. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
It is the ever-living.
Indestructible.
Incorruptible.
Word of God.
This is the will of God. For me. Yeah. You know, people are always looking all over everywhere for the will of God. Look, going here and going there. And now I'm not talking about a special calling to go to the ministry or something like that. I'm talking about just the will of God for your everyday life. And you know what? That's found right here in the Word of God. It's found right here in the Word of God. You know, Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. You may prove what is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God." The NIV says it like this: "Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." The New Living Translation says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you'll learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." And I sort of like what the Message Bible says. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you and develops well-formed maturity in you. You know, from these verses, it sounds like God wants us to have a transformation.
Amen.
Hello? You know, transform from what we used to be to who God wants us to be. Transform from how we used to live to the way God wants us to live. Transform from what we used to do to what God wants us to do. You know, this kind of transformation only takes place as you get into the Word of God, because it's the renewing of your mind with the Word that transforms you. You see, you've been born again on the inside, but you're going to have to do something about this man on the outside. That's why the Word of God talks about renewing your mind with the Word. Then when the crisis comes, you know what to do. You know, the word transformation, you know, that might describe a little woolly worm that crawls around on the ground. You ever seen any of those? Huh? And after a little while, that worm changes to a beautiful butterfly. Anybody ever seen that happen? If you went to school, I know you studied about it, you know. Well, the same thing happens to you when you renew your mind by reading the Word of God and letting the Holy Spirit work on you. You know, being transformed by the Word of God doesn't happen overnight. It's a process. It takes time to learn what the Word of God says. And you don't learn it by just reading a verse here and there. You learn it by reading over and over and over and over again until it becomes such a part of you that it's like the multiplication table is with you. Right? How many of you remember the multiplication table? You went over that so many times until it became a part of you. Am I right or wrong? I mean, I could throw a number out, and most of you would get it. I mean, you throw out 7 times 7. How many of you had to think about that? How many of you, the minute you heard the two figures, 7 times 7, you didn't even think. It automatically, 49 was there, right? That's the way we, that when you get to that point where when the devil hits you with something, instead of, oh my God, what am I going to do? You begin to say, no weapon formed against me will prosper. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm a victor in Christ. You see, that's when you start to know that you're starting to transform. Come on now. You know, I've seen people get a little bit of knowledge from the Word of God and run off. They're going to do this, or they're going to do that, or they're going to do the other. And they just mess stuff up. Anybody ever seen somebody do that? You know, what they didn't realize that they need the whole counsel of God's Word, not just a little bit of it. You know, we're on a journey. And this journey is a marathon. It's not a sprint race. You run a marathon different than you run a sprint. I don't like long distances. Never did, and I never ran any of them. I ran 100 yards, not meters, because I was back in the yard days. How many of y'all were back in the yard days? I ran 100 yards, and 220 and the 880 relay. That's what I ran. And all of that is flat out. Just as hard as you can go. But you know, some of them guys that ran in the cross country, you know, coach made us practice with the cross country team in January, even though our season didn't start till about March. And we had to practice with the cross country bunch. Well, I had to learn to pace myself. Hello. You just don't learn some of these things overnight. I mean, first time out, I ended up walking half of the way because I went out too hard to start with. And I didn't have enough energy to run to the last part. You know, what I'm trying to say to you is that to get to know the Word of God is going to take you some time and study. It's not going to happen overnight. Now, some people begin to realize some things and they think, well, okay, you know, I guess wherever's okay, as long as I'm reading the Word and studying everything. No, what we need to realize is that we need to stay where we're at until we know the will of God concerning something. I've seen people move to certain places because they got a job offer and it was the wrong thing for them to do. Now, I'm not saying you should never move with a job offer, but I think you ought to pray about it and make sure before you make the move. Hello. I've seen ministers in the ministry make a move, and it was disaster for them. And even some other ministers told me, I don't know whether I do that. Have you prayed about that? Well, no, but it's a bigger church, and it'd just be a whole lot better for me to pastor there. And they go there, and it messes up. You know, they didn't even consider the Word of God concerning some things. Hello. I've seen people that have, you know, you talk to them and tell them, now look, you can't, the Bible says don't be unequally yoked. Now that just not talks about marriage. Yeah, you shouldn't, but I've seen people go into it. But I've seen people go into business with a business partner that ain't anywhere close to being a Christian. How can two walk together except they agree? You know, I've seen people move back home because their family wanted them to move back home. I've seen them leave here when they should have stayed. I've seen others move because they say, okay, God's telling me to do this. They get out there, things are not working right, they get discouraged, and they leave. Now something's wrong somewhere. Either God didn't tell them to go in the first place, or they're not willing to stay by the stuff and endure until the harvest comes. Y'all get anything out of this? See, it's important that we endeavor to stay submitted to the will of God no matter what. Now, I'm talking about just in our regular life. Now I realize there's a will of God over here on the other side when it comes to God speaking to you about doing special things, ministry and so forth. See, it's the will of God that everybody be in the ministry. But it's not the will of God that everybody is in the preaching ministry. It's the will of God that everybody be in the ministry of helps. But there's a lot of people that won't get in the ministry of helps because they want to be in the pulpit ministry. You know what? I've been doing this, I guess I've been doing this 60 years come September. And I've been living in the church since it'll be 79 years in September. And I have seen people that just didn't stay submitted to the will of God. They move, they jump. Oh, God's moving over here. God's moving over here. God's moving over here. Just because they saw some demonstration. It may be God moving. But there's no use for you to jump over there. Because that may not be the will of God for you. See, we don't be moved by your emotions. Be moved by what the Word of God says. See? In the will of God is where you're going to be successful and being fulfilled in life. You know, we drive back down to Garland. And that's where she grew up, and I grew up there from 9 years old to when I left. When I went in the Army, I guess, is when I actually left. But I went in and out of there. And you know what? I wouldn't want to go back there if you paid me. Come on now. See, we need to get to the point that we realize where we're at is the will of God for us until He moves us somewhere else. Let me show you this. Now here we are, Lynette and I and Craig. We're traveling on the road with Dad as the crusade director, setting up and everything. Now we were the team. And we were having meetings, 4,000 people sometimes. I did get Tom Pickens to help me out in California, though. That was good. But you never seen anybody. I wished I had video, but I guess we don't. You never seen anybody catch in a healing light like Tom Pickens and I did. I mean, I weighed about 170 and he weighed about 155 or 60. Both of us, long and tall and lean. And we catch a healing eye by ourselves, and they have 4,000 people in attendance. So it wasn't a small one. We just sort of knew whatever each one was going to do. And I mean, there'd be three people laying, and I'd jump all of them. And I mean, it was, but you know, and we did that for 4 years. But then the grace for that ran out because we were supposed to move the will of God with something else. That was to come and start Rhema. You know, you got to realize that God wants you in His will, where you will make the biggest difference in the kingdom. That may be right here in this church, serving, listening, learning, moving on up with God. See, you know, as Christians, we belong to God. It's the life, it's not our life anymore. Galatians 2:20 tells us that. I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for us. So our life is not our own. The life we live is Christ. And there is, he has a will for us. Now, God's will comes with some guidelines. Now, everything I've been saying up to now was just is like the prologue. It's the introduction. Now, I want to talk about living the God in God's will for your life. Now, like I said, it's your general life with God. That's what I'm talking about. Now, this is a journey that should be according to the Word of God. Three times in Matthew 4, Jesus said, "It is written." It is written. Matthew 4:4 said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Our life should be by the Word of God. That's His will. In the Old Testament, God told the people to obey His commands or His word in Deuteronomy 28:1-2. "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all His commandments or His word, which I commanded you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of your Lord, of the Lord God." Now, this is what he was saying to the Israelites, but that's for us today too. The same is true for us. If we will adhere to his commandments and walk in the will of God, then we'll see the blessings overtake you, it says. Don't even say you believe in them. Said it'll overtake you. You can't give of yourself, your time, your talents, and your money without blessings overtaking you. How many of you found that out to be true? See? You know, you might say it this way. The Word of God is our roadmap for His will for our lives as we live. Now, another guideline in being in the will of God is knowing the leading of the Holy Spirit and how to follow Him. See, we never forget this journey that we're on with God is to be a guided tour. Now, have you ever been to some museum or something, you know, where you could go on your own and they give you a little map deal and tell you what stage to go to? Or you can have a guided tour. You know, I went on a Missouri, a battleship Missouri that's there at Pearl Harbor. Anybody ever been there? You've ever been on that? You know. Now you can they'll give you a sheet of paper and you can do just a walk around tour yourself. But I found out that if you get a guided tour, you get to see a whole lot more and you get a whole lot more information. Hello. See, this is a guided tour and the Holy Spirit is our tour guide. See, now the Holy Spirit will lead you through the Word of God. That's how He will lead you. See, John 16:13 says, however, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak of His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. You don't know how many, maybe even thousands, I don't know, have told me over the years, oh, the Spirit's leading me to do such and such. And I said, wait a minute. You know, have you looked in the Word? No, the Spirit's leading me. You know, I tried to talk to them. Oh, I realize what you're saying, but the Spirit is leading me. Well, it may have been a spirit, but I don't think it's the Holy Spirit. Why would I say that? Because they were going contrary to what the Word of God says. They were going completely opposite to what the Word says. Let me understand what I'm saying to you. You know, when you receive a leading from the Spirit, it's leading you. The first thing you need to do is check in the Word of God and see if it's in line with the Word of God. My dad used to say, son, don't ever be moved with emotion. Don't ever be moved just because somebody tells you about something. Don't ever be moved because you feel like you should do something unless it lines up with the Word of God. I trust y'all getting something out of this. The Holy Spirit will lead you in your daily life. You know, Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Or another better translation would be the children of God. Now, the Holy Spirit will also lead you in prayer. Romans 8:26-27, and the Holy Spirit helps us, in the New Living Translation, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our distress, for we don't even know what we should pray for, nor how we should pray, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. In harmony with God's own will. The Holy Spirit wants to be involved in every area of your life so that you can stay in line with the will of God, which is His Word. The Holy Spirit's always there as our tour guide. We don't have to do this alone. Don't you thank God for the Holy Spirit, for that tour guide that we have? Now, this journey should be with faith in God. You can't be in the will of God without faith. But now you have a choice. You can choose to believe God's word and be led by the Spirit, or you can choose to do your own thing. He's not going to make you do anything. The enemy makes you do stuff. You know, you crack the door an inch and the enemy will kick it down. The Holy Spirit won't come in unless you invite Him in. That's what the Word of God says. You see, walking by faith with God in His will requires faith. See, it's necessary to have faith to follow the will of God, what the Bible says, because the Bible says to call those things that be not as though they were. To walk in the will of God. That's what we need to do. That's contrary to normal thinking. You got to believe. Now faith is. Substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the evidence that you have it before you can see it, feel it, taste it, touch it, or whatever. How many understand what I'm saying? See, by faith, Abraham followed God from the Ur of the Chaldees, which is modern Iraq today, to Canaan, which is Israel, a journey of approximately 1,000 miles. Hebrews 11:8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. Sometimes the will of God, you just got to have faith to know, because there's no way to see it. Do you think when I started Rhema, 1974, that I had any idea that it would be what it is today? I never even thought I'd ever pastor again. And I didn't, from 72 to 85. When I started the church, or we started the church, never thought we'd be where we are today. But you just follow the will of God one day at a time. You say, well, you're talking about ministry. No, I'm not talking about preaching. Hey, to get this campus, there ain't one bit of preaching that built these buildings. They didn't one bit of preaching in 1976, that building over there, that first building, turned it into classrooms. Me and a couple of other guys, and a lot of long nights and a lot of sweat, turned that building into classrooms, because we got it in June and we had to start classes in September. You know, some people think, oh, if you're in the will of God, you're not going to have to work. No, if you're in the will of God, you probably work harder than if you're not in the will of God, because the devil won't be throwing any roadblocks in your way, because you ain't doing nothing, so he don't care whether you accomplish anything or not. I guess I shouldn't have said that. You know, I wrote this written here, and I don't know, probably shouldn't say it, but there's some people, I wonder if they could even follow God's will across the street. Now, don't laugh at me. Have you ever seen somebody that you've thought the same thing about? Let me see here. Oh, I got 25 honest people in here. You know, so faith is necessary if we're going to live in the will of God. You know, Hebrews 11:29 says, by faith, they, that's the Israelites, passed through the Red Sea on by dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempted to do so, were drowned. Now, I wonder if when those Israelites was walked down into there and that water stacked up on both sides of them, I don't know how high it'd have to be stacked up, but I wonder if a little fear couldn't have got in. They had to have faith. You see, we've got to have faith to move through the walls of circumstances and situations as we walk through by faith. Can't let fear rule you. Faith will take you through with the will of God. Fear will keep you from stepping into the will of God. I'm not talking about stepping into ministry. I'm talking about just living a life in line with the will of God, this word right here. See, there's another, and most of the time when you start talking about the will of God, everybody starts wanting to think and wanting to relegate it to ministry or to something God's calling you to. No, the will of God for our everyday life is right here in the Word of God, walking with Him daily according to the Word. Then there are, and the only way you're ever going to get a special call to do something else is when you've been walking with Him in the will of God in your daily life. Now, I'm going to get one more thing and I'm going to close it down. And this is one y'all probably not going to like that well. Walking with God in the will of God is walking with the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22-23, you already know it, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there's no law. You know, there are many people trying to walk in the power of God, but I don't see much demonstration of the Spirit, of fruit of the Spirit in their life. You know, I mean, they'll step on anybody to get ahead. That's not right. Yeah. You know, that one there, love, John 13:34-35, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I've loved you, that you also love one another. By this all, will know you are my disciples if you have love one for another. See, in the will of God, God is going to, if you're in the will of God, you're going to display the fruit of the Spirit. You're going to walk in love. You're going to walk in joy. You're going to walk in peace. You're going to walk into long suffering. That's one we don't like. You're going to walk in kindness. You're going to walk in goodness. You're going to walk in faithfulness. You're going to be gentle. You're going to have self-control. Now, as you're walking in your life with God, always ask yourself, am I displaying the fruit of the Spirit? You see, if you're not displaying the fruit of the Spirit, maybe you're walking on the wrong road. Maybe you need to get on a different road. You know, I just sort of talked to you tonight about the will of God in your life, not for some specific call, but the will of God is right here. By His stripes you're healed. You're the righteousness of God in Christ. No weapon formed against you will prosper. More than conquerors in Christ Jesus. That's what I'm talking about, the will of God for your life daily. And so I've shown you four areas that you can check up on: God, the Word of God, the leading of the Holy Spirit, faith in God's Word, and fruit of the Spirit. You know, if these are not involved in where you are right now, then you better change, because you're out of the will. Hello? You know, God's Word said it. That's what you have. You go with God. Now, there's probably a whole bunch more guidelines you could come up with, but the point I want to get across to you is that the God has a will for you for your daily walk with Him, and it's found right here in the Word of God. Right here. Heavenly Father, I talked to these people for a few moments tonight, trying to get them to realize that You want them to live that abundant life with You. in your will so that you can reign in their life supreme and they can have everything that your word says belongs to them. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Did you get anything tonight?
Amen.
I realize some of you, I just reminded you of some things that you've heard before, but we need to be reminded, right? Amen. Everybody stand, please. If you happen to be in this place tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, I want you to know him before you leave here. If you happen to need to rededicate your life to God, you one time had faith in God, but you know you're not where you're supposed to be, you need to rededicate your life. Or if you'd like to receive the Holy Spirit, according to what the Bible says, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with tongues, the Spirit gave them utterance. Or you need somebody to pray with you about something. The ladies are here, the men are on this side. As we're dismissed, come forward and they'll pray with you and you won't leave here like you came. I want to thank the first-time guests for being with us. Connection team, would you go find those first-time guests and take them to get that special gift that we have for them? Amen and amen. Hey, remember all the announcements that Brother Marvin gave. Remember, tonight is the last night to sign your youth up for the youth camp. Go to if they're a JV person, they can sign up in the JV place and varsity over in the varsity. So please go do that. Amen. Hey, Sunday morning, it's going to be a special time. It's Mother's Day. And I have asked Pastor Denise to speak on Mother's Day. So she'll be speaking on Mother's Day. My daughter, she's part of our pastoral staff. I had to put a little pressure on her, but she said, okay. One thing you'll find out about, I call Denise the chip and she calls me the old block. Because she is geared just like her dad. She's pretty like her mom, but she's geared like her dad. And so I'm really proud of both of my kids, as they both of them are on the pastoral staff here and helping us. And I'm really proud of that fact. But she's going to be speaking on Mother's Day, and that's Sunday. Come, it's going to be a great time, all right? Amen and amen. Turn around and shake hands with somebody and say, I'm going to try to walk in the will of God as best I can. God bless you. We'll see you. If you need prayer for any reason, salvation, rededication, receive the Holy Spirit, healing, or you want somebody to agree in prayer with you for something, all you have to do is come down here and it'll happen. God bless you.